Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life. Welcome to the Illuminations Podcast, your guide to a more enlightened and intentional way of living. Today, we have a very special guest, David Manning, a visionary in the field of holistic healing. David's expertise lies in decoding the language of the body and identifying the emotional root behind your physical symptoms. Get ready to embark on a journey of discovery and explore how understanding this powerful mind-body connection can lead to profound healing and transformation. So without further ado, let's welcome David Manning.
So excited to have you here today on the Illuminations Podcast. And what's so special is that I have been receiving your newsletters from the Neo Emotional Release team since 2023, I think, at the early 2023. And, you know, your content really, really caught my attention. You know, we receive so many emails, but one of the things that you mentioned in one of your headlines or subject lines was, don't sacrifice authenticity for kindness. And, you know, everything that you were saying is so revolutionary. And the way you articulated all this information, like, for example, don't label anything negative in the body or in your life as trauma, you know? So I'd really love to understand, more about this, about why you don't call anything trauma. So, and you know, what was really more interesting is how we actually met, because I just had this intuition to contact you. I sent you an email, and within a couple of days, you had actually landed in Dubai for the very first time. So I don't think there's any such thing as coincidence. I think everything is based on alignment. And it's so, so special to have you here today on the Illuminations Podcast.
Thank you, Sonia, for having me on. It's a huge honor to be speaking for Illuminations Podcast. And yes, it's true. Like, you've been one of the reasons I've actually come to Dubai, because there was a huge pull here, multiple reasons, and you were a really big one of that. So thank you for having me on. And yeah, when we dive into the subject of psychosomatics and decoding the language of the body, especially when we talk about words that might be familiar, like trauma, we really have to take a step back. We want to study the body, right? But the body is so much more than a machine. And most facilities, most systems look at the body as a machine where something is broken that needs to be fixed. The problem is, you are not broken. A human being cannot be broken. A human being is whole, intrinsically beautiful. And when we look at a human being from this lens of wholeness, a lot of the labels that we have created don't really make sense. For example, trauma, you're a traumatized being. That can be a stifling revelation if you put yourself in a box and start to identify yourself now as traumatized. So I rather use the word imprint, because life imprints us. We are like a record, and life's experiences and intensities, they are recorded within our body-mind system. And this is very important. If we want to honor fully our humanity, we have to honor these records of our past that are stored in the body.
And you said something so beautiful, like all these imprints are beautiful doorways for us to learn more about ourselves without labeling it as negative, bad, or wrong. And I just absolutely loved that. Because as you rightfully said, in this whole personal growth space, everyone's trying to go for this constant need of self-improvement. So when I read what you had read, calling it a beautiful gateway or doorway to just discover your strengths and weaknesses and your challenges.
Absolutely, because trauma, you know, most people that come into and enter this health and wellness space, they're looking for relief. They want to have their pain taken away.
Like, and the blue pill, as we would call it.
They want the blue pill. They want to feel less pain. They want to be symptom-free. To be honest, when somebody comes to me in my praxis and says, and I ask them, why are you here? I just want the pain to go away. They are not a client that I work with. Why? Because simply removing pain is not a perspective on life. Life is not here to just be pain-free. A person, in order to successfully go through a healing process, they have to understand themselves, their whole system, as an intricate intelligence that they have to start collaborating with. Most people know more about their iPhone than they know about their body. And that is a problem because this body has been trying to communicate you through trauma, through the symptoms that you experience in your everyday life, your headaches, your knee pains, your stuttering even can be a part of this. All the types of what we label as dysfunctions in medical terms are actually expressions and messages of the body. And it's the body desperately wanting to reunite with us, wanting to communicate with us and wants to ally with us and become our best friend. So we can live a life from wholeness, essentially.
I just love the way you articulate that. And it's so true. I think we know more about our iPhone than our body. That's amazing. So can you share with us what led you to uncover the connection between your emotional state and your physical symptoms?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I discovered, I was working as a musculoskeletal therapist in clinical settings, neurological stations, and also wellness centers. And there, the treatment plan, you look at people with their muscular dysfunctions, with their posture, what is wrong, how do we fix the posture, where are adhesions, where is the body tight, and where is the muscles and the fascia stuck, and how to resolve that through a treatment plan of several sessions. And that is a very materialistic lens. And I always hoped, I just hoped that the body has more to do also with the psychology, that the mind and the body are actually a unit. I was hoping that, but I didn't know that, and it's nothing that we've been taught about. All we know is stress causes contraction in the body, stress causes, you know, a tightening of muscle, fascia, blood vessels, and so on. But then there was a time where I started to ask the people that I was treating a very simple question. The question was, as I was pressing into the muscles, what we so-called trigger points, I was pressing into them and asking, what do you feel when I press here? Often they said, I don't know, maybe a little bit of irritation, maybe a little bit of that, and that's it. But at some point, I asked this lady, I remember this very clearly, what do you feel when I press in here? And I said, breathe into this and then answer, what do you feel? And she didn't answer, but instead she started bawling her eyes out. And as she was bawling her eyes out, this was the most fascinating part of that treatment. As she was bawling her eyes out, the tension in her back dissipated instantly. Instantaneously, it was gone, as if I've given her 3 weeks of treatments. So there I knew, wait a minute, you can, by contacting emotions, dissolve these very, very stubborn knots and tightness in the body. That's crazy. Like, why am I doing something for 3 or 5 or 6 weeks that's barely changing anything and not directing it at the emotions? And if you think about it, these knots on the body, what we know, trigger points, you know, the most common ones here in the back, where we have pain and the muscles, these knots, like if they dissolve instantaneously, what happens inside of the body? Fascia covers the entire body and interpenetrates every single organ inside of the body. This type of myofascial tension occurs throughout the body. So if addressing emotions can lift that tension from the muscles, then what can suppression of emotions create the tension inside of the organs, and what kind of dysfunctions are created from that? And so that leads me to understand a much broader picture that we have been fundamentally ignoring emotions in healthcare and just labeling maybe a little bit of stress and that, but not really diving into what does that mean, suppressing emotions. And what I've come to realize is that every single chronic disease has at least an emotional component, if not is caused by emotions. And if we look at the people in hospitals that are dying, if you look at maybe you know someone who has died, dying of different things, heart failure, you know, stroke, cancers, kidney, prostate, they're not necessarily dying of a dysfunction. I mean, they are, that's true, but they're dying of unresolved emotional topics. Kidney, fundamental lack of safety was not resolved. Heart, there was a type of desperate, overburdening responsibility carried that was not resolved. Lung, a sense of connection either with the mother, father, was not resolved. And all of these create dysfunctions in these. So different stress creates different negative effects on these specific organs. So for example, having a heartbreak is not the same stress as running late to your job. And because they're different stresses, like public speaking is a different stress than fighting with someone. These different stresses feel very different, and they affect different regions of the body. And that's why different organs are included in some type of stress. And uncoding this really reveals how the body intelligently processes different emotions. And that's what I've been studying for the past 10 years.
I think Luis L. Hay had introduced this concept extremely vaguely.
Yes.
The issues in our tissue.
Yeah, exactly.
But I loved how you've gone so deep into every aspect of each organ and trying to correlate it with which emotion that we are storing and how we express ourselves, or how the body expresses itself as a result of us not being able to express that emotion
in a
manner. So which brings me to the next question. I understand that you have created a beautiful modality called neo-emotional release, which basically helps you to address all these areas. So how is neo-emotional release unique from what is available in the wellness industry, and how is it revolutionizing healthcare in so many unique ways? Because I know that from our conversations, but I'd love to hear more.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sonia, for asking that question. I mean, the more you understand the body in its fullness, the better intelligence you have to act and influence the body. If we just look at the body from a materialistic, objective, medical paradigm, then we look at the body as a machine. We look at the body, we look at this study, and this study is correlating with this. We're not looking at individuals. We're not looking at the human feeling being that is expressing itself in front of us. And so when we actually want to study the body and emotions, we are not studying the nervous system. We're not studying cells. We're studying consciousness expressing itself through cells, through the nervous system, and through all the systems of the body. And if we don't do that, we don't grasp what is happening in the body. So the body has a consciousness, because our mind, you know, our subconscious mind, 40,000 times more powerful than our conscious mind. And this extremely intelligent part of our being is regulating all the systems in our body. So it's regulating our digestion. It's creating a baby inside of the womb, you know, and just working with this powerful intelligence. You have to understand what it is you're working with. Neo-emotional release is designed to communicate with the fullness of this intelligence in the body. So you have similar things that you might have heard from someone else. Maybe you heard navigating symbols through hypnosis. Maybe you heard about using acupressure points in Chinese medicine. Maybe you heard about using trigger points and organ work from other modalities like osteopathy or musculoskeletal therapy. But what if you combine all of these, in the essence of them, into one?
They all converge together to bring you one.
They all converge in one point, and they converge where the intelligence of the body is communicating. So all that neo-emotional is opening a space for the body to fully communicate in the way that it always wanted to but never could. And so practitioners train to sense the exact communication pathways the body is taking, and to go really deep into that subconscious space and to understand then how you didn't allow yourself to live fully as a human being. And this is indicated by the diseases you have. A woman who has issues with her womb, has issues in her maternal line, and has struggles to fully embody her womanhood. There's anger, which causes inflammation inside of the endometrium and inside of the womb itself, the uterus itself. And these inflammations, they point to the unexpressed anger that they couldn't express in their marriage, they couldn't express in other areas of their life. So we address this inflammation, not as something, oh, the body is doing something wrong. No, the body is intelligently, concisely communicating something about this being that has fallen out of wholeness, that doesn't feel whole because they have not integrated their anger and their dignity and their sense of respect. And so we help them to integrate that. And when it's integrated, what happens? Inflammation goes away. The body can now regulate itself because the subconscious mind, who's doing all these regulations, knows what is dysregulated, which organs and areas of the body are dysregulated. And they're dysregulated so we don't feel the emotions because we're not ready to feel them. So once we're ready to feel them, we process them. We allow them to take us over. We process them healthily. We let go of them. And the body turns back into a homeostatic state of regulation.
So the release is like an expression, basically, of authenticity of what we actually feel, but we suppressed based on so many different reasons.
In
that sense?
Exactly. So the emotion is not the problem. The resistance to the emotion is the problem. And so the release is actually the final result of letting go of the resistance. So in order to release, we first have to allow ourselves to be with the emotion. Some people, they're like, I want to release. Let's go. I want to release. I want to let go of this. It's like, wait a minute. Can you be with the emotion? Can you sit with the emotion? And like, oh shit, no, this is too difficult. Yeah, let me help you with that. And then once they are being with that emotion, then they can release it. And it's kind of like an analogy. You can think of emotions like the little different children, because they're coming from imprints throughout our lives, usually childhood. And so these emotions are almost like little children that exist inside of our body. And we have to address them as such. And what do you want to do with a child? Do you want a child is coming and crying? Do you say, no, please go away now. I don't want you to cry. No, you have to be like, hey, I'm here. I see you, I'm with you. You have to be with the child. And so you have to learn to be with the emotion.
And how would you do that? Like, let's say for someone who's not well acquainted with the healing world, right? And let's say they have a chronic headache or a symptom that is just not going away. What advice would you give them in order to help them tune into their body more?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, the goal shouldn't be to just remove a symptom. I mean, it's great if you can remove symptoms and it is part of this goal. But first of all, are you actually ready to face yourself? Are you ready to make your body your teacher? And are you ready to take those teachings that your body is taking and living from them? If you're not willing to understand what your body is messaging you, if you're not willing to follow then that guidance that's happening, then also this approach is not for you. And maybe look for something that can, for a brief time, help with the suffering.
Like a
massage. It helps. It can help. But honestly, I am only working with people who are in self-leadership. So the only way we can actually treat symptoms, from my perspective, is by the person stepping into full self-responsibility in their lives. This is problematic because people, they want a modality. They want this, like, they want this blue pill. They want to, like, hey, I have a problem. I come and afterwards the problem is gone.
And I just leave. And
absolutely.
The same way exactly as I was doing before. No changes.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's hard for people to hear, hey, the responsibility is on you. You lead your life. You're responsible. I'm not your mother. I'm not your father. I'm here to support you and facilitate to make that journey for you easier. And on that journey, you will discover depths of you that you've never imagined, because pain-free is, if you flip that around, the people that I've worked with, that we've taken their hand and said, okay, you want to go, you want to really listen to the body, you want to really work and transform these symptoms, the people that we've gone, they found so much more than just pain-freeness behind their symptoms. You know, if you talk about autoimmune issues, or for example, there's so much grace and so much beauty in the human, and essentially our symptoms are just a hidden potential, a potential of us to fully step into our gifts that we have as human beings. And that's what people should be ready for. It's and I know that not everyone is, because it's quite a deep journey.
But for someone who is who does not have a chronic ache or pain, but they want to deep dive into neo-emotional release.
Yes.
What would they gain out of it? Because we were having a very interesting conversation the other day when you'd come over about focusing on the energy, the frequency, the authenticity. And I recently read a quote somewhere that talked about the frequency of authenticity is 500 times greater than the frequency of love, which basically tells us that to be authentic in who you truly are and what your heart wants and desires is so important. So there's a lot more than just a chronic ache and pain. So can you just elaborate a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, it's not completely true, because it's that love is the most confused word on the planet. When we talk about love, everyone has a different definition. Love is loyalty. Love is, there's so many states of relational love and what people conflate into that word.
Like love yourself.
Love yourself. Love what?
Simple.
What does that actually mean, right? Authenticity is actually the full expression of love. So love and authenticity is the same thing. It's just that most people label love as something different. So authenticity is extremely powerful, because authenticity means that I'm not holding back who I actually am. In this society, we've been trained to be someone else, right? You go into school, be a good student. You know, you want love from your mother. You get good grades, for example. So in order to get love, you have to be someone. You have to get good grades. You have to be a good daughter. You have to be a good student. You have to be a good coworker. You have to be a good, all of these different roles. But who are you actually if you don't have any role? And this is authenticity. When an impulse is not allowed to be there, so example, you want to be a good student, but you know that being angry is not part of that, what do? You shut down the impulse of anger, and it stores in the fascia of the liver, contracts to repress and store that impulse of anger inside of the fascia of your body. That doesn't disappear. That lives inside of you, creating diseases over the course of years. It can create chronic diseases. And so authenticity is when we allow those impulses, the sadness, the anger, the ugliness, the sexuality even that is within us, to fully arise and be there as they are naturally arising. This is a very difficult state that most people are not in. But when you are in that state, this means your nervous system is highly adaptive, is highly flexible. Because there's something sad, you cry, you let go of it. There's something violating your boundaries, you say no, and anger comes, and then anger is stopped. And so your body is using the body in the way it's supposed to be used. Emotions arise, they're felt, and they dissipate. They don't store in the body, they don't create disease, and you become a natural expression of who you are. And neo-emotional release is there to restore this natural expression of authenticity that is already as a seed within inside of you, but has been buried by all of the conditioning that you've experienced in your life, all of the shaming and the beliefs that you've adopted about yourself, the critical voices of your parents that say, no, don't behave like this, your teachers, your coworkers, all of this stuff, this buries your ex-partners, buries you deeper, deeper down. But what if we bring light to that? What if we allow the seed to finally sprout again? What if we allow your wholeness to finally flower into something beautiful that it's meant to be?
That's so beautiful. So it's like a journey to uncover and unpeel all the layers of conditioning right from childhood up to now.
Absolutely. It's that and even more, because in the end, it's the unfolding of the human potential inside of the body. And I don't want to sit here and say this is for everyone. I would say it's for everyone. But it's for everyone who is truly ready to experience themselves. You know, there's so many different ways to experience yourself. But most people, they only think there's only plant medicine as this way to tool to really go deep with yourself. But this is a way that doesn't involve any drugs, that just doesn't involve excessive breathing all the time. It actually is so natural to just go deep inside of yourself. And there you uncover everything you need to fully flower into your full potential. This is what our neo-emotional release practitioners who are spread all around the globe are trained to do with people. And what they actually essentially do, instead of seeing a person and saying, oh, like a doctor saying, oh, you're this symptom, you have headaches, migraines, looking at you through this lens of dysfunction and pathology, or a psychotherapist who is saying, you're just your childhood traumas and let's speak about them. This a neo-emotional release practitioner really sees those chronic dysfunctions, that physical dysfunction, and your emotional history, and understands that they both overlay. And what they do is they tell a story about the feeling being that is behind there. So much of our work is just being able for the first time to see an individual as an individual who is just trying to help themselves. So I think this is the future of healthcare. It's actually integrating and not separating the physical issues with the emotional issues, but fully seeing a human being in their wholeness.
That's so cute.
So if I wanted to experience neo-emotional release, or I wanted to become a practitioner, I think a lot of our viewers were asking me this question when I had posted about you joining the Illuminations World podcast. Tell us a bit more about where we can find you. If anyone wants to join the practitioners course, I know we were planning something in Dubai, hopefully in the near future. So just tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. We have around 3 trainings a year where we train 50 people per training. We have Bali, Mexico, and Turkey. And we train around 150 people a year. We're going to increase that number so we can spread more, because the demand is rising. Humanity wants this work. And we have, where Instagram is full of messages of people who want to get the support, but not enough practitioners. So my plan is, and if you're listening to this and this is interesting for you, I want to build urban healing and regulation centers here in different areas of the world, and to open spaces of radical authenticity, radical healing and health, psychosomatic health up here, and really have places in urban centers. When you have a dysregulated state, where do you go? Most people, they try to go to the gym, go to nature. Well, you can't do that in Dubai. So having a place, different places, like your places as well, to allow yourself to feel your emotion and to come back into balance with your emotions and your psychosomatic health. So this is really the goal that is coming up next. We're also launching at some point a platform, Feel, which allows people to receive healing over the online platform and also connect with our practitioners all over the world. Yeah.
That's amazing. David, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so glad we got to connect and we managed to have this interview. So thank you so much. And so grateful to have had you. And thank you guys for listening in. And we hope to invite you again back to another podcast episode. Take care and live life.
Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.